And we're back with Worship Factory on 99.5 KKLA. That was Johnny Stratton, or John Stratton, whoever you'd like to call him. Amazing talent, incredible talent. Go check him out. He is touring around, by the way, around the LA circuit. Just incredible. An interesting quick story about John. I was sitting down several years ago, and this young kid was playing guitar and sitting at a coffee shop. And we were doing a bunch of shows, and I was looking for somebody to open up for us. And I thought, you know what? Wow, and I hear this beautiful voice and this beautiful guitar, and I thought, who is it? I've got to go over and talk to him. Walked over, and that was probably about 3 or 4 years ago. It was Johnny Stratton.
That was him.
He was playing. He was leading worship to some place. He was about 16 years old. Now he's like 19. But anyway, that was Johnny Stratton, and we're in studio now. We are honored, actually. And what a privilege it is to, you know, my kids growing up to Lion King. My goodness. I mean, now Lion King, almost every parent out there doesn't have a copy of Lion King in their shelf. I guess there's something wrong. And then one little song on that movie was Circle of Life, which some people may know out there. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
But we happen to have a great friend of Monique's and a sister in the Lord, and just an incredible talent. Carmen Twilley is in studio with us today. Carmen, welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
We just want to pick your brain and just shower love on you and say thank you and for all the encouragement you've been to us. Can you give us a little bit of your history? I know that your musical background is a little bit different than I think what people would expect. Tell us a little bit about your upbringing.
Oh, my. What? Okay, and then you're going to tell me what they expect. Well, I was born in L.A., in Pasadena. I grew up there. My mama was the church pianist, and I would sit there and listen to all the rehearsals and learn all the parts. So I started arranging vocals at about age 7. Because I was trying to tell her, Mama, I think that soprano should sing this on the Hallelujah chorus. I think if they would do it. And she said, that's right, honey. That's just fine. She would go right on and giving out the parts, right?
Nice.
So I've been bugging people about what they ought to sing since then. And I dropped out of college, proud to say.
For good reasons.
Yeah,
because I ran into Brenda Russell, David Foster, Donnie Gerard, and Carl Graves of Skylark. Those were my playmates when I came to town. They came to town.
I could play with those people.
Just those little playmates.
And we used to sit around and just play and sing, and then David Foster started producing everybody and their mama. And so I got a chance to ride along on that ride for a long time. Worked with Bill Champlin and Tommy Kelly. Now, some of you youngsters may not know who these folks are, but I'll bet you've heard them and you've heard their work.
Absolutely.
And so I just, you know, somebody told me one day, you know, if you can sing this and read the chart, then you can you know, come and they're going to give you $100. And I'm like, really? They're going to pay me for that? And so I came to the session and I sang with God Knows Who, and they gave me $100, and I was just stuck.
Mm.
And it's like, I didn't care. And somebody said, you want to be a star? I'm like, does it pay?
Yeah.
You know?
Show me the money.
And then I found out that they'll pay you for playing in church, you know, because like at my church, everybody played. All the kids played. All of us. My whole youth choir sight read like crazy. Mm. And they were, you know, master musicians. But they didn't go on to be professional musicians. It just happened in my case that that was the only thing that I knew. But, you know, they were doctors, lawyers, all kinds of stuff.
Mm. And you had private lessons growing up. You'd go go away to summers and...
Yes, I went to Idlewild. Is it an alumnus or an alumni? Let's get it straight. Come on, Nick.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. Don't have me out here talking funny. Over the alley.
But, so now, yeah. Do you still play in church? How often do you get to play piano?
Well, right now, mostly I play as I'm coaching singers, but I haven't been playing too much lately. You know, can we fix that? Anybody looking for a church pianist? They don't even do that anymore, but I'm a church pianist.
We're all about hooking up people, so there you go.
That's right.
If anybody likes somebody, read the chart and play the music.
And here at Worship Factory, we're, again, just encouraging other musicians, and there was a time in your life where you had some mentors that you were bringing up, some young singers, and teaching them how to read. Can you share a little bit about that?
Mentories. Oh, I'm so proud of these girls. It was about 13 girls, And they're just all coming up so beautifully. But when they were about 13, maybe. I don't know. I'm terrible with time, Nick.
I know, me too.
You know, things just keep happening. But, these beautiful little angels, my dream and vision was to teach them to read music. And incidentally, I'm working on a project right now, and I'm targeting 3-year-olds.
Wow, good for you.
To teach them to read music.
That's awesome.
Because I feel that if I can keep their attention for 2 minutes...
Why not?
That's the job, right? And so I'm working with a 3-year-old right now, and I'm doing a little boy, because little boys are a little more challenging than girls sometimes, you know? And so that's one thing. And
a little more rambunctious.
Except for the teen, post-teen collegiate. Never mind. Anyway, now what did you say?
Well, I have lots of questions I want to ask you, so I'm going to just keep asking.
Okay, did I answer that one?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I want to hear a little bit about your Avatar Horner experience.
My Avatar, it was so cool. It just blew me away. Okay. His agent, Mike Griffane, my dear friend, who I was in a band. My first gig, I was in a band with Mike Griffane.
Nice.
Yeah, he was. I think he was singing and playing guitar, and I was singing background. But anyway, Mike Griffane told James Horner that, you know, I was a singer and that he should use me. He was looking for something strange, I guess.
Talented, I would say.
Yeah.
More like talented, gifted.
Talented, creative.
Yeah, but he wanted a different kind of a sound. Like, he didn't want me to sound like any particular race or any particular type of people. Just kind of stuff like that. And so, but the thing is that when he, you know, thank God that I saw the chart. Because I saw what he wanted me to do, and it was like soprano stuff and stuff, and I just totally freaked out. I called and I said, this was a real thing, too, because like so many times over my career, they would say, can you do this? And I would say, yeah, because somebody told them that I could, so I figured I could. I didn't know if I could or not. But this, I looked at the music and I said, this is a bit high for me, Mr. Horner. May I help you? You know, and I brought a couple of people in, and I think he wanted me to sing all that stuff. But you know what happened? This just blew me away. This is what God did. Because, like, I was sad. I wanted to be able to sing that stuff, but I was having vocal problems. And what God did was he had James Horner to write stuff just for me.
Awesome.
I mean, I couldn't believe that. I'm going to start crying because, you know, to me, that is, thank you, James Horner, for that. Mm-hmm. You know, and thank you, Mike Griffane, for that. But you know what? Our Father, that's the key to everything for me, is our Father. Because, and when I say our Father, it makes me cry because I realize that there's only one reason I can say that. And it's because of what Jesus did.
Amen.
The provision that he made. Wow. Mm-hmm. And in that, probably the most important thing I can tell you all about my career is I'm a tithe payer since I was 31 years old. And it's none of your business how old I am now. But I'm not ashamed of it. If you ask me, I'll tell you.
And we are in studio with Carmen Twilley at KKLA 99.5 FM with Worship Factory. And what an amazing, credible, talented gift you are, and most of all, you are such a servant. As well, your servant heart is just unbelievable. To listen to these stories, to listen to your story, I'm just so in awe. What God can do in someone's life, and have someone write. Go ahead. Yes, Carmen.
God, I have to testify. He is an awesome God. He is all that you need.
That's right.
I ain't lying about that because,
right.
Like, what do I have, you guys?
Yeah,
that's all I had. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It was more than enough.
Mm. Preach.
And it's always enough, right?
This time.
Oh, it's amazing. Carmen, Circle of Life, going back to Circle of Life, too, you've literally, I guess it is a circle of life for you in so many ways. The song probably just didn't mean the lead for Lion King, but it probably meant something as far as a circle of life for your life, probably.
Absolutely. It's just stunning.
My dear Carmen.
Yes, my love.
Would you honor us with a little song?
You want me to sing something?
I do.
Would you please?
I do.
All right, what should I sing? Okay, I'm not going to sing one of my original things because those didn't go over too well. Forget about that. Okay, this is what I have to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. just want to thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. You sing with me, Nina.
All right.
You sing with me. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Sing, Nina. Sing, baby. Want to thank you, Lord. Oh, sing.
Ow!
You're awesome.
Wow. Carmen Twilley and Monique Donnelly on KKLA 99.5. That's Worship Factory for you. Man, if that doesn't have tears in your eyes, I don't know if you have a heart, I'm telling you right now. That was truly ordained and blessed by God, and we thank you so much, Lord, for this opportunity to just be in your presence. Thanks. What an amazing time with Carmen Twilley. We'll be back on KKLA 99.5. This is Worship Factory. I'm Kimpton with Rod, Monique, and the one and only Carmen Twilley.
Carmen Twilley!